Well, of course, you knew that he had been to Ireland before this visit, when he was just a journalist traveling around Europe, and with my sister Kathleen, when my father was ambassador to London. So he had been here several times, and he always spoke about it, because our grandfather, Fitzgerald, who was my mother's father, was the mayor of Boston, and a great character, but very much in our lives, because he loved the boys, Joe and Jack, and he would take them to, and later Teddy, to all the historical places around Boston, of which there are many, as you know. And so they got a big interest in that, and he always had an Irish twist on every monument that that was ever put up. He was a great character. So he was very interested in Ireland, and gave it to the boys and gave their, you know, their historical impetus came from him principally. And then through my mother. Of course, he gave it to my mother, who gave it to them as well. So they both had, the older two, had a particular interest in history, and it came right through the whole family. So it was Irish history. I mean, he was very sure about that. And so we had, and my mother was a tremendous historian and made us feel that we must know history and that we must know about the world very strongly all the time. And so it was just natural.
He had been to Ireland, as you said, before.
Yes.
But there was also a more direct connection with Ireland and the Taoiseach at the time, Sean Lemass, which you were involved in.
Yes, when I was going to tell you about that.
When he went to the States in 1961, 2 years before the visit to Ireland by President Kennedy.
Yes. Well, he was a great success. And Jackie happened to be away at that time, so he asked me to be the hostess for Sean Lemass. And my principal problem was that I had a pearl necklace I was going to wear. And somehow, I thought it didn't look adequate because Jackie was always so beautiful, so I put it in my head, in my hair, around my skull. And I was so nervous it was going to fall off, that this bracelet was going to fall in my soup or something. So I was a little distracted during the dinner. But anyway, he was a wonderful man, and he impressed the president very much. And he invited him, of course, to Ireland, and myself and all the any of the family. And so that was my first introduction to someone from Ireland.
Now, it's an event which anybody who was alive at the time in Ireland will never forget. A wonderful, happy 4 days. And you, of course, were quite prominent in all our memories because you and Eunice Shriver were very much there.
A
very glamorous part of the event, apart from everything else. What do you remember of the trip? What stands out in your memory?
Oh, well, I remember the whole trip. I mean, you know, there was such a welcome, and it was amazing, amazing welcome, and he was astounded by it. And he was also very happy, very, very happy. And as I said in an article I wrote, that I've never seen him so happy as he was in Ireland. And I think it meant, because he knew the whole history of it, that he meant a great deal to him. So, and he enjoys Irish humor, which is something special too. I mean, he connected very well with the Irish. And so the whole thing meant a great deal to him.
And the fact that for Ireland, which was a young state at the time, barely 40 years old, did you or any of the American party travelling with the president, did they have that sense that this was the first visit by a serving American president, but a really, really big deal in at many levels for Ireland?
You mean, did the family recognise that? Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, it was very obvious that he was, you know, terribly well received, and he was very excited about it. We were all very excited about it. And, you know, it was an obvious thrill for all of us. Yes, absolutely.
Was the visit to the family homestead and meeting Mary Ryan, who I think was a third cousin of the president?
Yes, yes.
In Dungastown near New Ross, was that one of the highlights?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you see, we were brought up by my mother to realize that the Irish were very, there was a great prejudice in Boston against the Irish. And of course, they felt that because they couldn't get in to any clubs or bring us to the clubs so we could swim in the beach, on the water and all. That's why we ended up at the Cape, because it's way down from Boston.
Even for a Kennedy, prejudice was something you were aware of?
That was, no, that was in the days when no Irish need apply. It was all around Boston.
In your mother's time or in your time?
Yes, absolutely, in my mother's time. And so they couldn't get into any clubs because they were Irish. So they were very conscious of being in the persecution that went on here, because, you know, it affected my father very and his businesses and things. He had to be careful about different things. And it was very obvious around Boston. So they lived through all that, and that's why we grew up knowing that, that we were very privileged to live in the United States and how difficult it was in Ireland and how we should always keep in touch, really.
And I can imagine the contrast must have been very stark for all the visitors, the Kennedys particularly, between the place that they came from, Hyannisport near Boston, and this small Irish farmhouse.
No, because we had a farmhouse too, over in Osterville, which is a little way from Hyannisport. And so we used to go over there and ride horses. My father rode, and the boys rode, and the little ones attempted to ride and everything. And it was a working farm. And that area is not grand at all. It's not like Newport or East Hampton or anything like that. It's a very traditional seaside resort.
It was a very happy time, I think, for all concerned. And as you were saying, for President Kennedy as well. Did you speak to him about it afterwards?
Yes, well, you see, I went to Italy with him afterwards. So, because I was his hostess and Eunice had to go home. So I was filling in there. And so he did. We had some time together. And he certainly was, he loved it. He absolutely loved it. You know, he loves the people. He loved the humor. Humor is very important. And he had a very good sense of humor. And he enjoyed that part of it. So, I mean, he felt right at home here. I think it was, which we all do, you know. Not because we were born here or anything like that, but because it just it's a very natural environment. And so I think we all feel that way.
What do you think the impact of President Kennedy's visit to Ireland was on Irish Americans particularly?
Oh, well, I think they were very proud and delighted by the whole thing because, of course, we'd never had in America. He was the first Catholic president as well. And some Catholics had run, but never made it. Al Smith, for example. So he was a great symbol for that, that he was the first one to be elected, and overcoming that prejudice that was there. And, I mean, you can imagine one generation before him, my parents had to leave because it was so prejudiced against Irish, and here he is now president, you know, sort of like Obama, really. That you know, so it was a tremendous feeling of gratitude and amazement and all mixed up together. And he was very, very happy. Very, very happy to. It was such a privilege to be president.
Later on, of course, you were to come back to Ireland in a very different role as U.S. ambassador. What did that mean to you, apart from your role and duties as an ambassador, but the fact that you are now having a very important role and in the peace process a significant role in a country that you had visited so long before?
Well, of course, I was thrilled to be appointed ambassador. And I'm very close to my brother, Ted, who is just below me in age. And so it worked very well because he had been long involved with this problem. And so so it worked very well because I knew what he was thinking and he knew what I was thinking. And it just seemed to work together. So I was very thrilled, and I think George was unbelievable.
George Mitchell,
I should say. Senator Mitchell was unbelievable. I mean, he gets full marks, 97% of the, when the accord was reached, because he worked very hard, and he's so steady, and knew where, what the priorities were, and with a very calm demeanor, and he had it all figured out, and he's deserves huge, huge kudos.
So you were President Clinton's woman in Dublin, but also you had Ted Kennedy was known as one of the four horsemen.
Yes, he
the,
was.
The,
he
these
was
senior Irish American politicians.
He had a completely Irish sense of humor, totally.
How do you mean?
Well, I can't get into that too long. That's another interview. But he just did. I mean, he got it, and he was very funny. He was very funny with the Irish.
The fact that you're back here now to take part in this various events commemorating this visit, what does it mean for you now after all these years and after all that involvement in Irish affairs at different levels by you?
You mean this particular meeting? I think it's very nice that it's that so many young people came so many young people in our family came to Ireland. Some of
Who's
them
coming?
Who have never been before. Christopher Kennedy's children, the Lawfords, and they've been, may have been in a casual visit, but they've never been really involved like this. And I think it's wonderful to keep that connection, strong connection that my brothers had and I have, alive. So they're being very participatory in all the events, and they're going to make some speeches and so forth. And I think that's the way it should be. I mean, now the torch has been passed to a new generation, and I think they're absolutely thrilled to be here. And they, of course, they've just arrived, and they're all excited. And I think it's wonderful, and that will be continue to go on, and we'll have great exchanges together. I think it's wonderful.
And you'll be making a speech or two, I presume?
No. I've given up speaking. No, I think this is the torch has been passed to a new generation. It's just what this is. And there's going to be, I think, speakers from every family. Those who would do it are going to have something to say. And I think Joe, who's the one, the congressman, that couldn't come over, I think he has been over before, I believe. But anyway, there's a lot of them that are very active, and they'll remember this visit always, I'm sure, and they'll be always interested. And I think a nice exchange will build up to this, and who knows where it will lead.
And at the weekend, are you going back to New Ross and to Dungannstown?
Yes, I am. Yes. I'm going to see how many things they put up of mine in Dungannstown. They put up a lot of my brothers. So I'm going to take care of a picture of my mother there. I'm just kidding now. But I've been there several times, and I love that family. They're wonderful. So that will be very good. And they'll meet all their cousins. I think it's terrific.
Two people I know you won't be meeting, because neither is well at the moment, unfortunately, John Hume and the former Taoiseach Albert Reynolds. But I know you want to say a word about them.
Oh, certainly. Well, John, my brother knew, Teddy particularly, was very close to John Hume and relied on him very much, on his advice on the whole process with the peace initiative. So he's very beloved by all of the Kennedys, actually. I mean, he's been to the United States a lot, John, and we've been up to his home in Derry and in the north even further through the years, and he's much admired, very much admired by all of us. And I hope that he'll feel better. And I think he's wonderful. He was recognized for the Nobel Peace Prize. Well done. He should have, absolutely. And he's a wonderful man. I admire him. And his wife, Pat, who's lovely. So I miss him on this trip, but maybe next time.
And you got to see Albert Reynolds and his wife.
Albert Reynolds, and they were wonderful. And he had his children all there for Father's Day. They had come in, so I saw them all, and they're very lively and perky and very friendly. And we had a lovely visit, and it was very, very nice. And I also saw Sean O'Higgin, who was very pivotal in the peace process as well. And we had a lovely lunch, and he seems well. So it was nice to see old friends and very important friends.
Ambassador Jean Kennedy-Smith, thank you very much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you very much.